Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Oh, Rob!
Hello.
Hello, yeah. How are you?
I'm doing well. Before getting to this, I've got a message for Iris.
Oh, yes.
Right. Now, before you go to school, have a listen because you're going to learn stuff and you'll be able to dazzle your mate.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
So any children listening?
Listen to your old mate Rob. He's got some knowledge to impart
Come
this morning.
Come get around the fire.
Yeah. What have you been finding for us?
I've got two things I'm going to talk about. Right, the second one, I have a moral question I would like to put out to the listeners.
Okay.
I've been struggling with this ever since I've been reading this story. Right, first one. Now, I don't know if you've heard of this, because I haven't. It's Lake Baikal. Baikal. It's Baikal. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. Baikal.
Lake Baikal. It's in Siberia, and it's the largest lake in the world.
Okay.
It's about 650 k's long, 80 k's wide, and it's got an average depth of 750 metres.
Crikey,
it's a big lake.
And it contains 20% of the fresh water on the Earth's surface.
Whoa. That's actually quite stunning that it can be in one place, isn't it?
If you got the whole of the Amazon and squashed it up, that's the same amount of water.
Wow. So it's in Siberia. It's not frozen, is it? This shows my terrible geography.
Now, I've been reading quite a lot of this. I've seen a couple of documentaries and all that. And I was a bit disappointed in the facts. But I read one article and it said there's up to 330 rivers and streams that run into the lake, and it's 25 million years old.
Whoa.
And then the other article, it said there's 150 rivers and streams and it's 40 million years old.
Oh, no.
It's not good enough.
They have to arm wrestle over who's right.
So, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, it's definitely older than mountain ranges and all that sort of stuff.
It's an old-as lake. We can all agree on that.
It's proper old, right? And at some stage, it was part of the ocean. It was part of the sea. And
so,
these Teutonic plates and all that had a bit of a wobble about, and stuff happened that I don't understand. So I'm not even going to talk about it.
So how did it go from being, if it was part of the ocean, it would have been salty at some point, but now it's freshwater.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
I don't know. That's one of the things. I was reading it, and my mind wandered. I had one of them blah blah fish and chip moments.
Fair enough.
So I thought, well, if you're interested, read about it. I'm just pointing in the right direction.
I think I will. Sounds like a good lake.
Now there's between 1,500 and 1,800 animal species at different depths, and about 80% of those live nowhere else. Now the most famous one, this is when it piqued my interest, is the Nerba seal, which is the only freshwater seal knocking about.
Oh,
what was it called? The nervous seal.
The Nerba.
Oh, Nerba.
Nerba.
N-E-R-P-A.
The anxious animals.
Right. So Iris is taking notes here because she's just going to break time.
Nervous seals in a very old lake. There you go. That's what you can tell everyone about at school today.
Anyway, again, conflicting info. One article said 100,000 of them are there, and the other one said 40,000.
You know what we're going to have to do, Rob, is we're just going to have to go there and count them ourselves.
Oh, it's been that difficult, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe counting seals is, but rivers and streams, they don't go nowhere. Just get a photograph and count them. I've got nothing to do this afternoon, I'll have a go. It was turned into a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1996.
Oh, nice. It only took 40 million years, or 25 million years, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah, exactly. Right, now, this is my moral question.
Okay.
Question thing here. Now,
put our philosophy hats on.
I can't not mention the proper lost penguin, or the Adelaide penguin.
Is this the one that rocked up? Yeah.
Yeah, it slept like 3,000 k's from the Arctic.
Schlepped it down.
The Antarctic to Bergling Flat Beach. which is a little village or whatever you call it in the South Island.
Birdlings Flat is a beach that we used to go to a lot as kids because it's in Canterbury, and it's a scary beach. It's one of those beaches where there's lots of warnings being like, don't let your dog off the leash because the waves here are big and very freaky. And it's also a beach where you can find semi-precious gemstones. So it used to be really cool to go there as a kid and you just sift around on this pebble beach. But I do always remember mum being like, don't go near the water because it's very scary.
I have a question for you then, if you've been there.
Yes.
A little question is that when you've only got like 3 or 4 hours in a shed, you can't call it a village or a hamlet. What's it called? Like a settlement.
Yeah, I think a settlement. It is literally like a street. That's really what it is. But yeah, settlement, I think, is probably the correct term.
Right, anyway, right, okay. Right, it's only the third recorded sighting, and after the Christchurch Penguin Rehabilitation Centre got involved in helping it out, they gave it some fluids and a fish smoothie, which sounds disgusting.
I reckon if you're a penguin, it sounds pretty good, though.
Anyway, they released it. Now, obviously no one knows how it got here. It could have got caught in a current and got carried in and all that. Now, this is what I've been struggling with. As it's supposed to get back, it got lost, right? That's how it ended up here in the first place. It's not a clue. It's not like it's a home for penguins.
Yeah, you can't give it $10 and a bus card.
How the hell... Sorry for my language there, but I'm quite annoyed about this. How is it supposed to get back? Maybe I've seen too many, like, Madagascar and things like that, where it's just not right.
The penguins hijack a plane.
It's not going to get back, is it? In all reality... This is my question. What would have been the kindest thing to do? Like, keep it here or just let it go where it hasn't got a clue where it's going? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I reckon if it was just doing okay, you know, if they, like, looked at the penguin and they're like, this is a healthy penguin.
It can swim.
It's just swim. Maybe he got sick of all of his friends. He thought he'd come hang out here for a bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's on its OE, you know?
I think it probably is.
I was thinking, like, put it in human terms. Say you're sitting in your garden, and this child just wanders in. Like, it just wanders in, and you're going, how did you get here? Going, I don't know, I got lost. You go, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a cup of tea and a biscuit, and off you go. You do that, don't you?
I see where you're coming from here. I do see where you're coming from here. That is a moral question.
Like, with birds, they fly, right? And they use a magnetic field of the planet and all that. So they know what's going on. Penguin ain't got a clue, is it?
Well,
the penguin probably has some sort of a clue.
I mean, to be fair, though, if you rocked up 3,000 miles away from where you're supposed to be,
exactly.
I would probably be kind of confused too.
But I'm not a penguin.
Really?
I don't know if people know this about me.
It's been so long since I've seen you. I've got these mental pictures in my head of what people look like.
We've all morphed, anamorphed into penguins over the...
Well, that's my question to B listeners. What would you do if you was like that, you found it, what would you do? I couldn't just let it go off like that. I'd be worried about it.
Okay, what would you do with the penguin? Text us, 5395. I'd like to hear people's most serious and also most ridiculous suggestions. What would you do with the Adelie penguin?
No, I'm going to nip that in. No ridiculous suggestions. We've got children listening.
Joe's texted in saying that Adelie penguins are really feisty. Apparently they are really relentless. So I'm just kind of trying to imagine a relentless penguin as kind of crack up.
No. Get off of me.
Anyway, but that's it, really. There's lots of stuff going on.
There's lots of stuff going on. Those were some great bits of info from the Mind Trench this morning, Rob. You've picked us another excellent Sly and Robbie track this morning. Bit of Night Nurse.
Now this is a conflict of interest for me because it's got Mick Hucknall doing the vocals. Now,
yes.
It's well known that I'm not a fan of Mick Hucknall or Simply Red, and I've been asked to leave the studio by certain members of Plato's Retreat saying that.
I have been tuned in when that has happened. I did think when you said, I would like this song, please, I was like, I wonder what Chris would have to say about that.
I feel it's brilliant. And if you get a chance, listen to the remix by Jar Wobble, because it's genius.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you, Rob. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. You have a good day, kids at school.
All right. Heart out. Have a good day, everyone.
See you later.
Ka kite, see ya.
See ya. Ta-da.
Just to make it quick, woman, tend to the sick. says there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of
hope Chris from Plato's Retreat is listening so that he can give Rob some crap on Saturday about playing some Mick Hucknall when he's been so rude about Mick Hucknall in the past. This is Sly and Robbie and Mick Hucknall with Night Nurse. I really, speaking of penguins,
yep,
and people who probably aren't listening, but it'd be nice if they are,
yep,
if Marlon Williams is listening, please release your Hoi Haw track because it rules. And every time he plays it live, I feel like weirdly, like, not patriotic, but like penguin patriotic.
Nice.
And it's such a good song, but I don't think it's one he's ever going to put on an album because it's also essentially a novelty track. But it's so good. I would love that to have some ability to be able to play, like, played on the radio or something. So I'd like that. I'm just putting that out into the universe. I want that Hoi Haw song.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.